I'm Juliana Garrett, and I'm interviewing
Philip Garrett.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what you were as a child?
Well, I was born in Sacramento, grew up there. I was the first of three kids. My little brother was 10 years younger than me, and my sister was 13 years younger than me. So, had a good childhood, though.
Yeah. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult ones was when we got to a car accident. We were going over to my grandmother's house, and two cars were drag racing, and they ran a stop sign and hit us from the side, and one of them flipped us over, and the other one hit us on while we were flipped over and spun us around like a top. And that was the closest that I came to dying at that time in my life. I was 10 years old. And it gave me a little bit of appreciation in life. And
seems like it was traumatizing.
It really was. I mean, my mother thought that I was dead and was running down the street saying that I had died. And it was like less than a block from my grandmother's house. I know that my mom, every time that she went by there afterwards, she would, even though there was no stop sign on our side, she would slow down and look at the intersection.
Yeah. I bet that, like, while you were still in the car, were you conscious? Do you remember things? Or?
I mean, I remember the accident, how I looked over right before the trucks impacted us, and I remember a little bit about spinning around, and it was kind of a haze after that, just trying to, I remember waking up upside down, and I wasn't on a roller coaster, even though it felt like it.
That seemed very memorable and scary. Can you tell me about one or two people who had been the biggest influence on your life? Like,
my mom and dad, obviously. My mom, because I was an only child for the first 10 years, and she was a single mother for my first 10 years. And then my dad, because he came into my life when I was 10 years old and I didn't have a father figure other than my grandfather, and he kind of filled that void and taught me patience and understanding and showed me a completely different side of life than what I was used to.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Well, I would tell myself not to get irritated at the small stuff, not to let people annoy you, and I would also tell myself not to let other people influence you, because chances are those people are going to move on and go on to different things, and so are you, and you aren't necessarily going to have those people in your life for the rest of your life. It's still good to make friends and enjoy that moment, but I wish I would have concentrated more on looking at the future and the fact that the schoolwork was so much more important than what your friends thought of you.
I had a question on how did it go. How long did it take you to realize that? Like,
to be honest with you, it took until after my son was born and my friends kind of pushed me away. They were used to the single lifestyle. And I realized that, you know, hey, these people aren't going to be here, you know, anymore.
Did that hit you hard?
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. Because we were close for years.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, it wasn't the friends that I was friends with when I was your age. They were friends that I was friends with in my high school years. So it was a little...
It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were still growing up.
Miss Darling, my speech teacher, was probably the biggest influence in my life on for teachers. She pushed me out of my comfort zone. I actually went to compete, giving speeches in front of people. I actually won an award. I got 6th place out of like 300 people, something like that.
That's a lot of people, so that's really good.
Yeah. And she was just always there for me. Actually, after I was done with high school, I came back there and I visited her a couple of times. And she was always a big fan of Mickey Mouse, so I bought her a pair of Mickey Mouse earrings when I was in the Air Force and gave them to her.
She seems like she was a really great person.
She was. She was.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? Like, what is it about them that makes you miss them?
My Aunt Val, she passed away when she was 40, and she just had one of those personalities. She couldn't have kids of her own, so all of her nieces and nephews were her kids. And she would also be... She was a very real person. She would be very honest with you. She would ask, you know, the questions that other people were afraid to ask, and... But it wasn't in a bad way. It was, you know, in a loving way.
Yeah. That seems important on your part of growing up, because having honesty is a big, like, that's a big deal.
It really is. I mean, I try to always be honest with people. If it's something that they don't need to know about, then I tell them that, you know, it's something that they really don't need to know about. I'd rather tell them that than lie to them.
Yeah. It takes courage to do that. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was the first time that I got to hold my firstborn and feed him. Because it was the first time that I saw for myself what unconditional love felt like. And I love all of my kids that same way.
Yeah.
That was the first time that I felt it, though. It was an amazing feeling.
It seems like it changed a lot of things in your life.
It really did. I mean, it set my priorities straight to where I'm like, okay, I don't need to go out and spend my time and my money with these people. You know, I don't need to do this. I don't need to spend my money on a lot of collectibles. I brought this child into this world. I need to take care of this child and love them unconditionally and sacrifice anything for my kids.
That seems like... How old were you when he was born?
I was almost 26.
So you were so young and everything.
Yeah, I was really young.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally?
Personally, I'm proud of the I'm proud of my kids, really. I have 4 wonderful kids that actually listen to our advice most of the time. They're going to make their own mistakes, but they're really good, and they're going to school and getting A's and B's, and that's what I'm proud of in my personal life. Professionally, I'm most proud of a project that I ran to replace and upgrade computer systems, and when the people weren't listening to my advice because I had done one of the projects before, the project failed. And when we finally got the project again and they did listen to my advice, it was successful, and we got other business because we were successful in that project.
Yeah, that seems like it was important in your career.
It really was. I was basically in charge of all of the technology portion of it, and it definitely boosted up the way that people saw me inside of the company that I was working with at the time.
You had said that your kids are what you're most proud of, personally, right? Have you ever wished that you had more or less? Or
I mean, financially, I don't wish that I had any more kids. Personally, I couldn't see having any less kids because I love them all so much that I really, every one of them is supposed to be in my life.
Yeah. Well, before I ask the next question, how did you feel when your second child was being born? Like, what was your reaction to that?
I was scared and excited. I knew that I was in trouble because my second child was a girl, and that while I had a little sister, I really didn't know anything about raising girls. And, you know, but at the same time, I was elated that I had a girl, because it was, you know, it was like at that moment, I had my boy and I had my girl, and it's like I had completed the cycle.
Did you ever find yourself frustrated that you now had two extra, more important responsibilities in your life?
I think everybody has their times. There were a couple of times, especially early on with Jonathan, that I didn't know if I could handle it. But at the same time, you love those kids so much that, you know, you just figure it out.
Yeah, that makes sense. What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for all of my family. All of my cousins, my parents, my grandparents when I was younger that helped me through a lot. And relationship that I have with God that has helped me get through so much more that I didn't know that I could get through.
Yeah. You seem like throughout your life, you've hit a lot of hard moments, but it paid off because you've had a lot of good moments.
Life is like a roller coaster. You're going to have your highs and you're going to have your lows. But you can't have one without the other, and the lows just teach you where not to be and what you can get through, and it makes those highs feel so much more better.
That's probably the most important thing that I've realized as well.